James, do you know your blood type?
No, I don't know. That's something I need to know, but I don't know it at all.
You need to find that out, okay?
It's probably really easy to find out.
Yeah, really
easy. Just call your doctor probably, right?
Probably, yeah. You need to find out your... a friend of mine in the radio business, actually now he's the CEO of the Radio Advertising Bureau, is his name is Mike Halvey.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike has the distinction, and he goes around, and he's I've known him for quite a few years, and today is his day. I gotta shoot him a text today because today is his birthday. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But
I'm excited to see how this ties into blood types.
Okay, but he has a blood type of
O negative,
B positive.
Oh. That's the rare one where you can't. What is it?
I don't know if it's rare or not.
Well, I thought it was it's rare in the sense that you can only give and receive B positive or something like that.
His birthday is today. So Mike has always tagged himself as March 4th B positive.
Why? I don't understand that.
March 4th.
Oh.
And be positive.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's
kind of his little moniker, you know, wanting people to remember who he was. So
relatively rare type as well. Found in about 8 to 9% of the population.
Yeah. So that's why he...
Very little.
That's why he is... Why he distinguishes himself. Today's his birthday, March 4th, and be positive.
There you go.
I like it.
Oh. And he's got a rare blood type.
And he's got a rare blood type.
I have no idea. Do you know yours?
B
negative?
Negative.
Okay.
You know, James, I think I am B positive.
Oh, maybe it's you. I love that. No, we both don't know, but we know your friends.
I know it's B. I don't know. I think it's B positive, actually.
You're in about nine. Your blood is about 9 to 11% of the population.
No.
Or wait, excuse me. B negative. Less than 2%. You're a rare blood. You're a super rare blood type.
I know they like me to give blood.
That's probably why.
When they find out.
So. Around 2% of the population has B negative blood types. How about that? You're the rare one. You can only receive B negative and O negative.
Yes.
So there you go. But you can donate to B negative, B positive, and then the ABs as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea. I got to ask.
People got to find that out, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's a good thing to know. I got to double check. Doubting myself.
Didn't they put that?
I'm either B positive or B negative.
I thought they started, what if you're AB positive? What if you're,
there's the whole thing. There's a whole gamut of it. Yeah. I don't understand it all.
God forbid there's a BA, and then we're all, nobody's going to remember anything.
Yeah, right.
I thought they started putting those on, I could have sworn they started putting those on driver's licenses, but I guess obviously not. It's not on mine.
Oh, you checked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, well, I'm assuming they don't have it, and they probably ask you.
I have to
you.
Look at my sheet that I did the last blood work on and see if it's on there.
If yeah, mine,
states it
my license does curious. Not have it.
Now I'm curious. I got to find out now. So, hey, not this moment in time, though. Because at this moment in time, we're going to take a look back in history. And today, on the date book, 1634, Samuel Cole opens the first tavern in Boston on this date.
Okay.
1826, the first railroad in the U.S. is chartered as the Granite Railway in Quincy, Massachusetts on this date. 1829, an unruly crowd mobbed the White House during the inaugural reception for President Jackson. History repeats itself. 1841, the longest inauguration speech was given by William Henry Harrison.
How long?
8,400 words.
Yeah, I guess that could be anything, right?
I don't know what that could equate to, but it was long.
I wonder if anybody was timing it.
Yeah. 1861, Abraham Lincoln sworn in as president of the United States, 1861. And on that same day, the Confederacy adopts the Stars and Bars flag design.
Love the old Stars and Bars.
Stars and Bars. 1918, the first case is what was called Spanish flu.
Yeah.
Reported among soldiers at Fort Riley, Kansas. Yeah. By 1920, 2 years later, one in four Americans had suffered from this strain of flu.
Read a book about that.
Yeah, killing over 675,000 people. worldwide. They put that they estimated that the death toll was 50 million.
Yeah. One in four people on planet, or what would you say, one in four people on planet Earth had it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, one in four Americans suffered.
Excuse me. Yeah. That's a, can you imagine that today? I mean, we have 300 million people, one in four.
Well, we were
a ton.
We were close a few years back.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is we weren't. Like, it wasn't in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I know.
We weren't even close to that.
Yeah.
Spanish flu. Spanish flu is.
And medical facilities and research the way it was. This is 1918.
Well,
you're just like, wow, I'm going to go live on a farm somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
no one's around.
It kind of started through, it was at the Fort Riley in Kansas, but I think the first, the first doctor that treated it was in basically a rinky dink back of his house, practice in Kansas. And he was like, I can't remember the guy's name, but I read a book about it. And I was like, and he was like, I'm seeing something here that I've never seen before in my entire life. We should probably be more prepared for this. And it really kind of brought about a lot more the modern day look at how we kind of social distance when we're sick or how hospitals treat it when we're sick and whatnot and quarantines and whatnot like that. So crazy the effect that happened. And it was only, 100 years ago. Grand scheme of things, not that long ago.
1918.
Yeah. 110 years ago.
Right. All right. Today is Dance the Waltz Day.
Okay.
You don't dance, do you?
Can't dance the waltz, that's for sure.
All right. Okay. Well, you can always take lessons.
That's true.
Discover what your name means.
Okay.
Okay.
Means James Timberlake.
James. Grammar Day today.
Sure.
Scrapbooking Industry Day today. If you like scrapbooking, a lot of people like to do that.
Yeah.
Today is March 4th, F-O-R-T-H, 4th, March 4th.
Or day. Be positive day.
Be positive. I'll have to tell him we talked about him this morning. Pound Cake Day today.
Delicious pound cake.
Pound cake.
I don't think I've ever, I probably had it. I just don't remember it.
Just don't know. Toy Soldier Day.
Sure.
Yeah. Snack day. Have a snack.
Be every day. Every day is have a snack day.
Eddie Bauer announced big change. They're closing all their stores.
Eddie Bauer?
Yeah, Eddie Bauer is closing all their physical store locations in the U.S.
Mm.
Bankruptcy.
Is that a... I don't think I've ever been to Eddie Bauer.
Yeah, I actually like Eddie Bauer whenever I've been to their stores. I know there's one in Billings. I don't know, or anywhere else. Well, Denver, obviously.
Right.
But I don't know if Casper had one or not.
If I remember it, I think Eddie Bauer, I think they filed for bankruptcy before, but it was the reshuffling kind or whatever.
Yeah, this is, and then they came back. This is a recent one, and they're going to close all their physical store locations in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, in March.
They are going to keep their online business, though.
In March 2003, they... filed for bankruptcy as well.
Long history.
Reorganization.
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Founded in 1920.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, Eddie Bauer, during World War II, they produced 50,000 flight parkas for American airmen.
Hmm.
And later equipped the first Americans to summit Mount Everest.
Wow.
Yeah. So, always sad to see long... term businesses
just to go
under.
Just goes to show you could literally reach the highest peaks and sometimes
the lowest valleys.
At the end you might meet the lowest valleys as
yes. Wyoming history today, James. In 1863, most of Wyoming becomes part of the Idaho Territory.
Okay.
On this date. So there you go.
Very cool.
You know how, people awake from comas, and then they just kind of do bizarre things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this 15-year-old boy from the UK woke up after a couple week-long coma, swearing and craving whole wheels of cheese.
Same.
His whole family said he's totally different. And isn't that crazy?
That is weird.
Wow. Massive brawl, breaks out at a child's birthday party. Go figure. 15-person brawl broke out at a restaurant at a kid's birthday party. The fight between adults, go figure,
Love those.
Started over a disagreement over who gave the best birthday gift to the child.
Okay.
You know, you just want to line all these people up and take mug shots of them and said, really, really, really.
It's always a competition.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Oh.
I'd be curious. Honestly, I want to know who won.
Yeah.
Who brought the best gift who won the brawl?
Right. Utah woman said she learned the hard way that fancy first dates get very expensive. TikToker Danielle Mansfield shared the story of a first date with a man who drove in from Wyoming.
Wow.
And booked a hotel near her place. She gave him several restaurant options, warning that her favorite spot was a little pricey. He said, oh, no problem. They Ubered to the restaurant. Conversation was great. Vibes good. Check out. He handed over his credit card. Declined.
Oh, that's awful.
And tried again. Declined. She was stunned, stepped in, said, I'll just take care of it.
That's a deep-seated fear, I think, for every person.
Yeah, it is. And then, guess what? It was about $350 for the meal, including the Uber ride back. And then he ghosted her. No apology,
wow.
No Venmo, no I'll pay you back, no nothing, no high-end restaurants ever again. She goes, I'm never doing that again.
That's, honestly.
Nice.
Hey. Heads up play by that dude. And he's like, I can get there and get a free meal.
I want to know where he lives in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah, who was that?
What city is he from?
Oh, wait, it was me. Ha, no.
Hey, dolphins, if you did not know this, you know how intelligent they are.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers said.
Big brains.
Yeah. Researchers say they refer to each other by distinctive sounds. So basically, they have names.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Wow. I don't think we even remotely tapped into how smart they are. Okay. Warm weather, right? Meteorologists say 50 to 60% chance El Nino, which pushes global temperatures higher, will start taking shape in July.
Okay.
All right. New study.
July?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it won't... What, it's going to be... cold in July, which is what, like 60 degrees, I guess?
Temperatures are going to be pushing higher.
Oh, higher. Okay, higher. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said, whenever people talk about El Nino, I always think cold, right?
Right.
Blizzards were El Nino.
Yeah, no. New study says we're working too much, James. U.S. Employee clocks nearly 1,800 hours a year.
Yeah.
You know what the hardest working city in the U.S. is? Where it is?
I would say New York.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Don't ask me any more than that. That's
okay.
What they say. So, yeah. Okay. On average, how many times will you say I'm tired out loud during the day?
4 or 5 times.
3 times.
Okay.
On average, we all say I'm tired out loud 3 times a day.
I went by personal experience.
I don't say that very often. If I have, it's
I don't know.
Maybe
I'm,
once.
Bob, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how you don't. Because I come in and do the Wednesday stuff with you, but then you continue to work till 5. I hit about 2 o'clock, and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm done. I'm totally checked out. My brain is fried.
Is that why you're not so responsive in the afternoon?
Exactly. Well, especially on Wednesdays. Yeah, that's
Wednesdays.
When I'm like, oh man, I can't do this.
Peanut butter is the food that causes people to choke more than any other.
Crunchy. The crunchy kind,
the crunchy
probably.
Kind, yeah. Daylight saving time this weekend. Don't forget, turn your clocks ahead 1 hour.
Okay.
Okay. 1 out of every 200 people have this, James. What is it?
1 out of every 2 people?
Yeah. I have it.
Man, 2 people, that's... So one half
out,
of...
1 out of every 200 people
oh,
have
200.
This.
I said 200. 2.
No, 1 out of every 200.
And you have it.
I have it.
A shoehorn. I feel like that was a good guess.
That was an outstanding guess, James. But no, it's not the correct one. Extra rib.
Oh, you have an extra rib?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Extra protection for the vital organs.
Extra protection for the organs, yes. Have an awesome day. James Gunn Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.